Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
So this day, I'll just talk with you on preparing for the journey of greatness. How to guarantee that there is fruitfulness, there is great performance, that your life is not dry, that your life is not useless. Because I believe God is calling you to greatness, and you will get there in Jesus' name. In Genesis 1:28, God said, "Be fruitful." And in John 15, Jesus said, "I have chosen you that you bear much fruit and that your fruit shall remain." Now, please listen to me. Anybody that is not bearing fruit, especially spiritual, but both spiritual and physical, you can't be a friend of Jesus. You are wasting his grace. You are wasting his ability in you. Listen to me. Jesus saw a fig tree that had no fruit. And Jesus walked up to a fig tree, looked outside, he saw leaves, no fruit. He cursed the fig tree. The same Jesus that cursed a fruitless fig tree, he's the one that says in John 15, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, I will take away." So how do you guarantee that? Number one, operate in the area of your highest potential. Operate in the area of your highest potential, your highest gifting, your highest grace. In the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 6, Paul said that the communication of your faith is effective when you acknowledge the good things inside you. The communication of your faith is effective when you acknowledge the good things that are inside of you. Now listen to me. Some people spend their whole life working to improve the areas of their weakness. That's good, but that will never bring you to excellence. What brings you to excellence? If you are a footballer and you are a left-footed striker and you keep training your right foot so you can use it, you will never be a great footballer. If you find out that your strength is on the left foot and not on the right foot, you concentrate on training that left foot. If you are a singer and your voice is burst and you want to sing tenor, you're not going to go far. Stay in the area of your strength. Paul said in Romans 11 verse 3, he said, "An apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my office." Peter may be the apostle to the Jews. We can celebrate him. But I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my own office. And the Bible says the gift of a man does what? Makes way for him and brings him before kings. Now listen, if you are a prophet, stay as a prophet. Develop as a prophet. You're a teacher, develop there. In your own gifting, that's where you'll be located. If God has called you as a professional, you work in a bank, and that's where your gifting is. You work in a company, that's where your gifting is. Don't resign and go try to be a business person. You will not be able to make it. Locate the area of your strength. Stay in the area of your strength. If you are a musician and your tune is reggae, don't say, "I'm born again, I'm not going to sing reggae." You're going to be born again. You're going to sing reggae music that will glorify Jesus. Anything that is your area, specialize in that area. Be in the area of your highest calling. Even in church here, among the people that sing on the altar, there are people you know are gifted. Some can sing vernacular music very well. Some can sing reggae very well. Some can sing European style very well. Locate the area of your particular gifting. That is how to guarantee great performance. Stay there. In the program that I went for, I told them, I said, "I can preach." So I spent time teaching. But before I even worship to pray, God was so wonderful. I just made a simple altar call and people came out for the altar call. And I said, "Now, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, if you are blind, begin to see. If you are deaf, begin to hear." As I said that, I didn't bind, I didn't lose. Suddenly, I said, hearing people, I can hear, I can see. I was in the area of my gifting. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It wasn't celebration, just 1 minute prayer, and I just kept quiet. And I said, let me prove this God I've been talking about. And God proved himself. Lift up your hand, he will prove himself in your life. He will prove himself in your life. Second issue, stretch the limits of diligence. Stretch the limits of diligence. That's the second condition. Be diligent. Work hard. Hard work is a covenant requirement for lifting. So please be more diligent than your neighbor. Proverbs 22:29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his work, he will stand before kings and not before mean men. I do my best as a pastor to be diligent. I keep telling myself, I will not permit anybody sit down before me for 2 hours and go home with nothing. I always make sure that at least something drops in your spirit that you can go home with. I will not waste your time. It's a promise I made to myself. Be diligent in what you are doing. Work hard on it. Prepare. Pray. I came back. I was tired. But before 3 o'clock this morning, I was up praying. Prepare. Pray. Don't give yourself excuses. Don't let the devil deceive you. Prepare. Pray. Diligent in your work. Be diligent in your work. Excellence is going one step higher than your competitor. That's excellence. If he's giving 1 hour, give 2 hours. If he's giving 2 hours, give 3 hours. Whatever he's doing, do more than him. When you do what others will not do, you get what others cannot get. Be excellent. Go higher. Fight hard. Go the extra mile. No matter what business you are doing, add excellence to it. If you add excellence to it, you go higher than your equals. Can you lift up that right hand and with a loud voice say, Father,
Father,
I make a promise. I will be diligent in everything. Can I hear your amen? The third thing, keep developing yourself. Everyone that is a continual learner will be a continual leader. Anybody that stops learning, his leadership will end soon. Continue in self-development. The best investment anybody can make is in himself, in developing himself. They can steal your certificate, but they can't steal the knowledge in your brain. In Luke chapter 2 verse 40, the Bible says, and the young child grew. When he was talking about the birth of Jesus, the birth of John the Baptist also, he said the child grew and was strong in spirit and was developed in wisdom and favor before God and men. You have to keep growing. Tell your neighbor, keep growing. Raw talent is not enough. There are a lot of talented fools that are full of talent but never developed it. There are some people that you need in primary school that can run fast. Some of them won local government championship, state championship, but they never went far. They had talent, but they never developed it. Keep developing, keep developing, keep developing, keep developing. Talent is not enough. Talent is not enough. Talent is not enough. Keep developing. As I finish this message now, they will install it in my computer. I will listen to it again. I will listen to other people. I read their books. While I was coming back on the flight, I was reading a book on visionary, how to get a vision, how to cast a vision. Keep developing. The day you stop learning, you start decaying. Keep developing. Whatever you master, you become a master in that thing. Listen to me, child of God. It is better to be prepared without opportunity than for opportunity to come and you are not prepared. Keep developing. Keep developing. Champions are not produced in the ring. They are only recognized there. Champions are produced before they come to the ring. A man is a conqueror before you come to the ring. You are only there for recognition. Keep developing. And touch somebody and say, develop better than your neighbor. Number four. Follow positive role models. Follow positive role models. If you are going to be ready for the journey of success, find somebody you can model your life after. You look at the family, you look at the ministry, you look at the business, you look at the success. You say, I like that guy. Father, give me a grace like his. And you begin to follow closely. That's why God brought you to this church. But there are people also you watch on TV, you can look and read their books. They can help to mentor you. Follow positive role models. People that can give you hope. That can make you know, if that man made it, I can make it. People that can challenge the grace in you. That it doesn't matter how far you have gotten to. When you look at them, you want to go further. Am I talking to somebody here today? You look at somebody and he's challenging you to go further. You're not looking at yourself and saying, no, I've arrived. Where have you arrived? I read a testimony that shook my head some time ago. A man of God in the U.S. and looked at a man that had an accident and they cut his leg. They cut the leg. Not that the leg was wounded. They cut it, amputated him. And he laid hands on the man and said, tomorrow, go and buy a shoe. And the people thought he just meant buy a shoe for the new leg. The one that is okay because one leg was amputated. So he brought out money and gave to the young man. The young man mentioned his size. He said, go buy a shoe tomorrow. The young man went according to the word of the man of God. And he went to the shop, paid for a shoe. They put on the leg that is okay. And they said, okay, can we package it? Because the person selling the shoe was not thinking of the young man having another leg. His leg is already amputated. The young man said, no. I need the other leg. Can you imagine faith? That kind of faith. He said, I need the other leg. The man said, what do you need it for? He said, give me. The man brought it. This young man removed the prosthesis or whatever they call it on his leg and took the stump of the leg and put into the shoe. And right in the shoe shop, a leg grew out. Commotion broke out in the street. People gathered to watch a miracle because somebody called Jesus glorified himself. And I told myself, I said, that's somebody to follow after. Because somebody's faith can challenge your own. And people are like tour guides. You know, those of you that have traveled before. If somebody has gone somewhere before, he can take you there with ease. Is that true? He knows the way. So if somebody is going ahead of you, try to understand him. That's why I make it a point of duty. I don't criticize people that are ahead of me. I'm not interested in all the controversy. My eye is on Jesus. If I am right and I don't make impact, being right does not matter. So being able to criticize every human being is not enough. You must make impact for yourself. And then finally, stay the course until the end. Stay the course until the end. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be what? Saved. You are journeying into greatness. Please stick to your vision. Can you lift up your hand and say, I will not quit. And please listen. On the way to success, there will be challenges. There will be many, many challenges. But there's a way to keep focus. There's a way to endure to the end. Hebrews chapter 12 told us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Now, that is not what he said to look at. He didn't say, just put your eye on Jesus. He said, put your eye on what made Jesus to survive. What did he say you should look at? He said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set at the right hand of God. How did Jesus make it? He said, Jesus kept looking at the joy that was ahead of him. And because of that, he despised the shame. People that focus on the pain never realize the gain. What you are suffering now will soon pass. There is a glory coming tomorrow. Keep your eye on the glory. This is why people backslide. They can backslide just before their miracle comes. They give up just before their help comes. I told you the story in my book, High Impact Living. I told you the story of a lady called Florence Chadwick. Florence was a swimmer. One day on the 4th of July, she made an announcement before the 4th of July, because 4th of July is American Independence Anniversary, that she was going to swim from St. Catalina Islands to the coast of California. And no human being, male or female, has ever done that before. And this lady was 34 years old. How are you going to do it? She said she's going to do it to celebrate America's independence. She swam from France to England, the first human being. A lady. And people know her, but they know that that particular river, it's impossible in their thinking. But then Florence got there that day, and she jumped into the water, and she began to swim. She swam for 15 hours. By the time she was in the water for 14 hours, she was really tired, very weak. She told the people that were helping her, "I want to come out. I'm tired." They said, "Please continue." But then there was a fog. She could not see far. So they were begging her, because those in the boat, no, they were almost there. They were begging her. She said no. They encouraged her. She swam for another 1 hour. And she said, "No!" The point, she just raised up her hand and started sinking. So they went and rescued her. When they rescued her, they showed her it was just 1 mile to the shore. She has swum 15 hours and didn't make it, because she stopped just about the time she was almost there. And there are people who have stopped before they got there. There are people who have stopped before they got there. Well, of course, she went back the next year and did it again. And she succeeded. But I came today to tell you, don't stop. Keep going. Keep trusting. Keep fighting. It doesn't matter the challenge you see. Keep telling yourself, this world I came to, I must make impact. Am I talking to somebody here today? Keep encouraging yourself. Keep sharing other people's testimony and telling yourself, if God could raise them, God can raise me. Keep making yourself believe education does not matter. Family background does not matter. One day favor will smile on me. One day something that is hard will become easy. Keep encouraging yourself in the Lord.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.